Yes, Guru Maharaj, I can hear it clearly.
Oh, so it's Manani Radha's the translator this morning, this evening?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta, Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine, Nama Om Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare. Just recently, the disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was being observed.
就在最近, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur的引进日, 我们才刚才庆祝过。
And in his honor, that's the topic I'd like to discuss.
那么为了荣耀他，就是今天我们要谈的主题就是荣耀 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
We're going to hear a little bit about Bhaktisiddhanta's anticipating his time of departure.
我们将要聆听到一点关于他的引迹。
In the last 6 months of his life, he had a pastime of illness and he stayed in Jagannath Puri for nearly 3 months.
那么在他的生命中的最后6个月,他上演了他将要离开这个世界的,在疾病状态下的逍遥时光,他在Jagannath Puri待了将近3个月之久。
The ashram where he stayed was not exactly a temple, but it was more a place where he would go in seclusion for writing and other services like that.
那他当时所在的地方其实并不是一个庙宇，而是一个他可以独处的一个地方，主要是用来从事写作以及类似的服务的一个这样僻静的一个居所。
The residence where he stayed was very near Chatak Parvat, a very celebrated place in Puri.
他所在的这个地方非常靠近Jagannath Puri非常著名的这个地方叫
Chatak
Parvat. Chatak Parvat.
Parvat means mountain or hill.
Parvat意思是山或者是
It was a place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the hill and instead he saw Govardhan.
这个就是马哈帕布当时所看到的山峰，他当时看到的应当是戈瓦丹山，但是他看到的实际上是这座山峰。
He not only saw Govardhan, but he saw Krishna on the side of Govardhan Hill.
那么当时车禅尼亚马哈帕布不仅看到了哥瓦丹山，他还看到了Krishna就在这个哥瓦丹山旁边。His
whole body and his whole being erupted in ecstatic love for Krishna, with his arms outstretched to embrace Krishna. He began running like the wind, and devotees couldn't keep up with him.
当时马哈帕布完全沉浸在对 Krishna 狂喜的这种神爱当中，他伸出双臂像疯子一样奔跑，以至于他的同游都无法跟上他的步伐。
But he didn't reach Govardhan Hill, he fainted in a swoon of ecstasy.
但是他没有抵达这个哥瓦丹山，而是在狂喜之中晕倒在地。
It is by that location that Bhaktisiddhanta established an ashram, which is where he was staying, and his consciousness was absorbed in love for Krishna in the mood of Govardhan.
那就是在马哈卡布晕倒的这个地方，Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 建立了这个 ashram， 他的修院，也就在那里，他一直沉浸在Krishna 这种哥瓦丹山的这种情愫当中，从事他的服务。
Our great acharyas, the Goswamis, and others following them wrote many verses in glorification of Govardhan. Govardhan has a very special place in the lives of Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
那么像著名的六位 Goswami 以及其他著名的 Acharya 们，他们都在荣耀哥瓦丹山方面注写了很多的诗文。哥瓦丹山的逍遥时光在 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的历史上占有非常重要的地位。
When his health restored, he went to Calcutta and stopped on his way at one of his celebrated disciples, Professor Sanyal in Cuttack.
在他的健康状况有所恢复的时候，Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 踏上了去加尔各答的旅程。他在中途停在了他一位非常著名的门徒叫桑耀这个博士的居所。
In Lilamrita, in the life, excuse me, in the Ray of Vishnu, which is a book describing the life of Bhaktisiddhanta, the teachings that he gave during that last 3 months are very wonderful, very powerful, very strong.
那么在《Vishnu 之光》这部记述他生平的这种传记当中，记载了他当时在这最后的三个月中所传递的教导，非常的精彩，非常的深刻。
His points of emphasis included humility and being very cautious about pride.
那么在这个教导之中，他所强调的部分就是包括谦卑以及对警惕骄傲这两个方面。
You'll find the same thing in Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, text number 8.
你们会在《博迦梵歌》第十三章第八世界中找到类似的教导。
He emphasized being steadfast follower of Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami.
他强调了说我们要追随 Rupa 和 Raghunath Das 的Goswami 的教导。
He emphasized expanding at all personal risk the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the benefit of the entire world.
他还强调了一个人应当就是不顾危险的去传递，将主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导传递到全世界。
And many other repeated themes, very strong, very powerful speaking.
还有其他非常重要的这些教导，他的教导是非常强有力，言辞非常严重的。
So you can see on the screen the date when Bhaktisiddhanta actually left, it was 5:30 in the morning, and he departed this world.
那你们可以在屏幕上看到，也就是在清晨的4:30左右，他离开了这个世界。
So his body was placed in samadhi, and as you can see in the image, he was a celebrated personality who received much acclaim in the newspaper. This is a photograph published in the newspaper on his disappearance day.
那么在他隐居那天，因为 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 是非常著名的人士，所以当时在报纸上刊登了他隐居日的，刊登了他的照片。
You see in the photograph he has a beard.
你们可以在他的相片中看到他是留有胡子的。
This had to do with the austerities that he underwent during the 4 months of the rainy season.
这个是由于他在四月苦行之间从事的苦行所致的。
His practice was minimizing bodily activities and increasing the chanting of the holy name.
那他的教导就是应当最小化躯体上的这些活动，将躯体化的活动减到最小，而去增加唱诵主的圣名这项活动。
Not only during the entire 4 months, he would eat only once a day, but listen to the rest.
那不仅是在四月苦行中他这么做，其实在他的生命当中也是这样，他每天就是只吃一顿。
The one meal was khichdi.
这唯一的一餐呢，只是简单的菜粥。
The khichdi was placed on a banana leaf on the floor.
Khichdi 就是这个菜粥就放在地板上的一张这个芭蕉叶上。
And he wouldn't eat with his hands. The practice was he would lean over and only with his mouth he would lick up the khichdi.
那么他还不是用手进食的，他实际上只是身体前倾，然后用嘴唇碰到这个 khichdi， 这个菜粥，然后用嘴唇吸吮这个菜粥。
And the practice was, as soon as he would sit up straight, that was it, no more prasadam for the day.
而他所践行的这个苦行就是，他只是这么一弯腰，然后能吃多少就吃多少，直到他把身体直起身来之后，他就不再进食了。这就是他一天中所吃的prasadam 的量。
When you lean over, your stomach capacity shrinks or diminishes.
当你身体前进的时候，你的胃因为被压缩，所以它的这种进食的这种功能还有这种食欲其实是被压缩的。
In the course of 4 months, his eating capacity became less and less, and his beard became filled with khichdi.
那么在四月苦行当中，他每天就是吃的其实是越来越少，而他的胡子上是沾满了这个菜粥。
And the khichdi had no salt.
而且这个菜粥还没有放盐。
I don't advise that you try imitating Bhaktisiddhanta. It won't be very good for you.
那么我并不建议大家去模仿 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur， 这个可能对你们来说并不好。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Manini， 你那个声音大一点，特别小，这边听不见。
好的，好的，
谢谢啊。
好的。
So that's a little bit about the history behind his departure, and now I want to share something else with you.
那么这是关于他隐居的背后的一些很少的一部分信息。
I want to share on a personal note my profound appreciation for Bhaktisiddhanta and how that happened.
那么我想跟大家再分享一下，就是我个人的对，从个人角度，就是对 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的一些欣赏。
You see in the image on your screen a publication by Bhaktisiddhanta called the Vedanta, its morphology and ontology.
那么你们现在可以在屏幕上看到，这部著作就是 Vedanta, 其形态论与存在论。
Portions of that essay were published in a Back to Godhead magazine in 1969, and that was the first literature that I got, first Krishna conscious literature.
那这部著作中的其中的一部分，它在1969年的《回归神手》杂志上被刊登了，而这就是我当时第一次所接触到的关于 Krishna 讯息的这样的文献。
Some of you know Bhurijan Prabhu.
你们中的有些人可能认识 Bhurijan Prabhu.
Bhurijan Prabhu and I went to the same college.
Bhurijan Prabhu 和我上同一所大学。
And he gave that Back to Godhead magazine 1969.To me one day.
那么他在1969年的某一天就把这个回归神手杂志递给了我。
I didn't know what Hare Krishna movement was. I didn't know Bhurijan was involved in the Hare Krishna movement. He just gifted this magazine to me.
当时我并不知道 Krishna 知觉运动，也不知道 Bhurijan Prabhu 身处其中。我只是简单的就是这么接受了他当时递给我的回归神手杂志。
I didn't read it right away.
我当时并没有立刻阅读这部杂志。
But when some other friends started teasing me saying, oh no, you're not into that, are you? I became interested. What's that?
直到有一天我的一个朋友他取笑我，他说不会吧，你对这个东西感兴趣。从那个时候我倒是开始有兴趣翻开这部杂志了。
And so I began reading the article written by Bhaktisiddhanta.
所以我就开始阅读了 Bhaktisiddhanta 所撰写的文章。
It took me 3 hours to read a portion of that little essay.
但是却花了我足足3个小时只是去读这个他所撰写的论文中的一小部分。
And every third word I had to look up in a dictionary and write it in the margin of the magazine. You know how you do when you're a college student.
那么我每阅读到两三个词之后，我就得不得不去查字典，然后把这个字典这个词的注解写在这个杂志的编页的这个空隙上。你们这些上过大学的学生们，你们应该知道，就是怎样去做研究的时候会用到的一些方法。
At the end of those 3 hours, it was as if no time had passed at all. I had no sense of the passage of time.
那么这3个小时仿佛在不知不觉中就一下就过去了，我完全意识不到时间的流逝。
And I found that my consciousness was in another realm that I had never experienced before. I was being connected with the spiritual realm just by reading his essay.
那么我意识到我的知觉实际上完全处在另外一个境界，我的知觉完全跟灵性的境界所连接。
I knew that I didn't understand it so well.
我知道我当时并不是很理解这个论文中的内容。
But I also knew that just by his association, I was elevated to another plane of consciousness, and that cemented my regard for him, Bhaktisiddhanta.
但是我知道仅仅是凭借他的涟漪，他就把我带到了一个更高的层面。 这个就是我对巴提丹他啊非常感激的这个情愫。
And that high regard for him is still with me today.
那么当时对他这种崇敬的这种感激之情，至今仍然伴随着我。
Now please take a look at the very center of that publication and see that diagram in the center.
那么现在请大家注意一下这个封面的中央的这个图画。
That diagram in the center is the logo designed by Bhaktisiddhanta for the Gaudiya Math.
中间实际上就是 Bhaktisiddhanta 他为 Gaudiya Math 所设计的这个图标 logo。
Here's a close-up of the logo.
啊，这是这个图标的一个近距离的放大图。
In the upper portion, of course, you recognize Lord Chaitanya in a dancing pose and two scriptures next to him.
那么在最上方，你们都能认得出，这是朱查坦尼亚马哈帕布以他的这种舞蹈的姿势站在那里，左右是两部经典。
On the right side, that's Radha Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan.
在右侧是 Radha Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的树林下。
And just below them, around 5 o'clock, on the face of a clock, you see a mridanga and a printing press.
那么就在他们的下方，大约在手表上5点钟的这个方向，你们能看到米当嘎鼓。
He was fond of saying, a mridanga may be heard for a block or two, but the brihat mridanga, the printing press, can be heard all around the world.
这块除了米当嘎鼓还有个印刷机，他说米当嘎鼓所传递的声音是有限的，但是印刷品能够将这个声音传到全世界。
And the printing of literature was very important to him.
那么对于文献的印刷对他来说是非常重要的。
Many of you have been to Mayapur.
你们中的很多人都拜访过 Mayapur.
And those of you who have been to Mayapur, you've visited his headquarters, the Chaitanya Math, down the street from our temple.
那你们那些拜访过 Mayapur 的人都应当去过，就是在我们主要大庙的这个路往下走，就是Gaudiya, sorry, Maharaj.
Chaitanya Math.Chaitanya Math.
Yes, Chaitanya Math. Chaitanya Shiva.
And during Bhaktisiddhanta's time, it was practically jungle and agricultural fields in all directions.
那么其实在 Bhaktisiddhanta 的那个所处的时代，实际上这块地方只是一块就是农耕的地方。
Nonetheless, every day,Three or four bullock carts loaded with paper for the printing presses were delivered at the Chaitanya Math and books were sent out to return back to the boat ghat.
那么即使在那个时候每天都有3到4辆的这样的一个牛车就是来回的就是往来于这个 Chaitanya Math, 这个地方去把成堆的印刷品就是送出去。
In other words, publication of transcendental literature was a cornerstone of his mission.
那可以这么说，这个超然文献的印刷和派发是他的传教使命中的非常重要的基石。
And of course, Srila Prabhupada followed right behind him.
那么当然使得Prabhupada 就是紧随着他的这个步伐。
In the lower left of this logo, you'll see paraphernalia for deity worship, and on the left side is an altar where deities are being worshipped.
那么在左下角可以看到神像崇拜的用具，在左边可以看到神坛。 啊，请大家稍微等一下。啊，咕噜有个短暂的离开。
那个马尼尼。
马德玛 ，I will be back in a minute。
马尼尼，
哎，
海波，
哎，
你那个声音已经调到最大了，是吗？
啊，你是说这声音还太小是吗？我可以把声音再加大一点。
你把声音调大点，声音小。
哦，好的好的。
好，谢谢。
现在可以吗？
啊，行，因为就是可能你那个声线哈、啊、本身可能就是低，嗯，所以它，
啊，那
你就调到最大吧，啊，你就调到最大吧，好吧。
OK OK OK。
好。
我要把它设置的时候再看看。
Okay. Now, a little bit about his life.
那我现在讲一些关于他生活中的一些细节。
When he was just a very small boy, 3 years old, there was a celebrated incident where he ate a mango before it was offered to the deity.
那么在他还是一个小孩子的时候，在三岁的孩童的这个时候，有个非常著名的他的逍遥时光，就是他当时吃了一个还没有供奉给神像的芒果。
Now think of a little boy that you know that's just around 3 years old and they don't have a whole lot of sense of controlling their tongue and their senses.
那么就像你们所认识的那些三岁左右的孩子，你们会知道这个年纪的孩子他实际上没有一个控制感官的这样的一个意识。
His father, Bhaktivinod, came to know that he ate the mango so very mildly, he admonished, he scolded his son, saying, oh, this is not very good.You've eaten a mango that hasn't been yet offered to the deity.
那他的父亲 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 当时就非常温和地斥责了他的孩子，说这可非常不好，你做了一件不好的事情，还没有供奉给神像，你就吃了这个芒果。
From his childhood, he took a vow.
从他的孩童时期，他就发下了这样的誓言。
I'm an offender for the rest of my life. I will not eat mango.
我是一个冒犯者，我的余生，我绝对不会再吃任何一个芒果。
Mango is a very sweet fruit.
芒果是非常甜美多汁的水果。
And mangoes.That grow around the same climate is different than what you buy in a store. It's very sweet, very fresh, very, very special fruit. Abundantly available in Bengal.
在一个一直非常温和的热带所长出来的芒果，和你们在商店里买到的芒果可不一样。那种芒果是非常甜蜜多汁的，这个在孟加拉是非常随处可见的。
For the rest of his adult life, for his entire life, he never ate mangoes saying, I'm an offender, I can't accept mango.
而在他成人之后，或者他整个一生当中，他再也没有吃过芒果。他总是说，我是一个冒犯者，我不应当再吃任何芒果。
When Bhaktisiddhanta was just 7 years old,His father was constructing a house
当他在七岁的时候，他的父亲 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 当时准备建造一所房子。
When they were digging a hole in the ground to make the foundation, a Kurma deity was found.
当他们在地上挖洞准备建造打造这个房子的地基的时候，他们发现了一尊 Kurma 神像。
That very same Kurma deity was given by his father to Bhaktisiddhanta to worship, which he worshipped for the rest of his life.
那么就是这同样的这一尊神像，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就把这尊神像给予了他的儿子，然后在余生当中 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 一直崇拜着这个神像。
Those who know the details of deity worship understand that worship of Kurma helps establish stability in one's life.
那些崇拜对神像崇拜了解甚多的人都知道 Kurma 神像的崇拜可以帮助一个人建立稳固的坚实的这种基础，帮助一个人在他灵修当中建立非常坚实的基础。
When Bhaktisiddhanta was just 7 years old, he had memorized the entire Bhagavad Gita.
在 Bhaktisiddhanta 当时只有七岁的时候，他记忆住了整部《博伽梵歌》。
And sometimes we find small children that are very good at reciting, but they can't explain the verses.
当然，我们有的时候也会发现这样的孩子。他们能够熟练地记住《博伽梵歌》当中的诗节，但是他们却无法解释诗节的意思。
But Bhaktisiddhanta could explain any single verse in the entire Bhagavad Gita for at least 10 minutes to explain its meaning in the rest of the entire Bhagavad Gita.
但是 Bhaktisiddhanta 他可以完美地阐释这个《博伽梵歌》整部《博伽梵歌》当中的任何一个诗节。而且一个世界他就能解释十分钟之久。
When he was just 13, Bhaktivinoda had gone to Puri and brought some japa beads and gave them to his son.
在 Bhaktisiddhanta 当时13岁的时候，他的父亲从 Puri 带回来了一些念珠给他的儿子。
And from the age of 13, he began to regularly chant the Maha Mantra and...A Nrsimha mantra, also given by Bhaktivinoda to his son.
那从13岁以后 Bhaktisiddhanta 就开始了规律的念诵 Maha mantra. 同时他还有得到了一个 Nrsimha mantra, 也是从他的父亲那里得到的。
When he was of college age, he entered a Sanskrit college.
当他上大学的时候他进入了一所教授梵文的大学。
His Sanskrit teacher was a master, renowned, nationally renowned personality, and Bhaktisiddhanta mastered everything in 2 years.
他的梵文的导师是个享誉盛名的这样的一位大师，他在2年之内就精通掌握了所有的内容。
But Bhaktisiddhanta left the college before he graduated.
但是 Bhaktisiddhanta 在毕业之前就离开了这所学校。
He knew, according to the culture of India at the time, when a young man completes his college education, it's expected that he would get a job and get married.
那么根据当时那个年代的印度的文化，就是当一个年轻人他完成了他的学业，他就该去找一份工作。并且结婚生子了。
But Bhaktisiddhanta had already established for himself that he wanted to never become married and be a Naishtika Brahmachari.
但是 Bhaktisiddhanta 他对自己的设定就是他绝对不会结婚，他想终身作为一个真守身。
So instead, he took up the service of being a librarian for the king of Tripura.Whose picture you see here.
那么取而代之的就是他转去做了这个国王Tripura 的国王的这样的图书管理员。
In the course of being his librarian, he read the entire library.
在他担当这个图书管理员期间，他把整个图书馆中的藏书都读遍了。
Bhaktisiddhanta had a perfect memory, that is to say, whatever he read, he would remember it verbatim for the rest of his life.
巴西丹塔他有一个非常惊人的记忆，就是他不论他读什么他都统统过目不忘，只要读一眼，那么他的余生都将牢牢记住这些他所读的内容。
And that knowledge from what he read in the library of the king was useful to him later in his preaching mission.
当时他在这个国王的图书馆中所阅读的藏书，从中所学到的知识都被运用到了他后来的这个传教的这个服务当中。
He was given the title Saraswati by the learned astrologers in India because of his super excellence in understanding the mathematical science of Vedic astronomy and astrology.
他当时被授予了 Saraswati 这样的一个头衔，并且以杰出的这样的星象家所享誉。于是，因为他当时非常精通伟达星象中的这个算法。
Although he had become such a well-known astrologer, he left it all behind, indicating as far as he was concerned, it was of the material realm, and he was interested in the transcendental realm.
尽管他是一个享誉盛名的这样的一个杰出的星象家，但是他还是弃绝了这一切，因为他认为这些都处在物质的这个范畴，他所向往的是灵性的领域。
After some time, he received initiation from Gorkhishore, and he began his mission of writing and publishing transcendental literatures and teaching.
在不久之后，他接受了 Gorakhishori 巴巴基的这样的启迪。从那之后，他开始了超然文献的撰写和出版。
One of the essential teachings of any spiritual personality is dedication to the spiritual side and detachment from the material side.
在任何一个灵性的教导当中，最重要的有一点就是弃绝那些物质的东西，而去依附灵性的东西。
Here you'll see a photograph of Bhaktisiddhanta riding in a limousine.
在这个屏幕上的这个照片中，你们能看到巴基丹塔他坐在一辆敞篷车当中。
In India, sadhus are supposed to be barefoot and not ride in conveyances, a cart or palanquin, what to speak of a convertible car.
那么在印度的这个传统和文化当中，圣人萨杜他应当是赤着脚行走的，连轿子和车都是不应当坐的，更不用说是一辆豪华的敞篷车了。
Bhaktisiddhanta was a firm believer in Rupa Goswami's teachings of what renunciation really means.
Bhaktisiddhanta 他是一个
I'll say it again. Bhaktisiddhanta was a firm believer in Rupa Goswami's teachings of what true renunciation really is.
Bhaktisiddhanta, 他是对 Rupa Goswami 的关于什么是真正的弃绝这个信条笃信不疑的一个追随者。
That teaching says, if you give something up that has a relationship with Hari, that is false renunciation.
这个教导的核心所在就是，如果你放弃了跟 Hari 有关的东西，这实际上不是真正的弃绝。
The complete form of renunciation is to see all things in relation to their source, Lord Hari, and engage them in His service.
完美的这个圆满的弃绝，实际上是将万事万物都看到与他们的源头主 Hari 相连，并且把这些东西用于对主 Hari 的服务当中。
Just like what we're doing right now, we're using technology in Krishna service.
就像我们现在所做的这样，我们运用将科技运用到对主 Krishna 的服务当中。
So Bhaktisiddhanta was going to an extreme to teach others. You can use, for Krishna's service, you can use almost anything, even cars at that time were very, very rare. We're to speak of a convertible car. And there he is in Vrindavan, riding in a convertible, waving at people.
No, Bhaktisiddhanta, 他是将这一信条推至到了极致。当时的年代，这个汽车都是很罕有的，更不用说是一辆敞篷车了。他认为应当把所有的东西都用来服务当中，所以当时就在文达文，巴西丹塔坐在一辆敞篷车当中朝大家挥手。
This is one example of Yukta Vairagya.
那这就是 Yukta Vairagya 的一个很好的例子。
Vairagya means detachment.
Vairagya 的意思就是弃绝。
And yukta means to engage in yoga.
而 yukta 的意思是将其运用在 yoga 连接上。
Bhakti yoga is engaging everything in the service of Krishna.
Bhakti yoga, 奉爱瑜伽是将所有的事情所有的东西都用于与 Krishna 相连。
So sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta, for preaching purposes, would conduct himself in a way that looked a little different than the traditional sannyasi.
所以出于这个传教的目的， Bhaktisiddhanta 他有时候行事风格看起来就和传统的这些 sannyasi 托钵僧们是有所不同的。
In the strict sense, a sannyasi would never wear sewn clothes that were sewn together. It was just one piece of cloth.
实际上，根据传统的这个严格的这个 sannyasi 的这种他们所遵循的规则，他们是绝对不穿几块布拼起来的衣服的。
But here you see, he not only has sewn cloth, but he's wearing a nice overcoat.
那么正如你们所见，在这个照片当中，他不仅穿了几块布缝起来的衣服，而且是一件非常精致的大衣。
He expressed sometimes to receive dignitaries, I have to sit in nice furniture and wear nice clothing because otherwise they won't respect my renunciation and they won't hear my message.
那么他就说，有的时候因为他出于要接受别人的敬意的这样的一个要求，他不得不就是坐在豪华的这个家具上，然后穿着非常精美的衣服，否则的话人们就不会把他的话当真，不会用很带着尊敬的敬意去接受他的讯息。
Although his austerities were very severe, here you see him sitting on a nice piece of furniture.
即使他即便 就像我们所知道，他是一个非常苦行的人，苦行非常严格的人，但是他坐在一个豪华的这个家具上。
For the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, he was ready to accept anything.
为了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命，他准备好接受任何事物。
Here you see a photograph where he's being honored by a pretty fancy garland.And wearing a turban and dressed very nicely.
那就像你们看到这个照片当中的那样，他接受了非常豪华精致的花环，头上还戴着 精美的头巾，穿着也非常的华丽。
Here is his facility in Puri. You look out the window and there's a nice garden, but he's sitting in a fancy chair, of course sitting very straight.
这个是他在 Puri 的这个居所的这样的一些设施，能看到窗外是非常美妙的、非常美丽的一个花园，而他所坐的这个椅子也是非常的华丽。当然，他坐的坐姿是非常的笔直的。
Please notice in all these photographs, he has a copy of scripture with his hand on the scripture and the scripture on his lap, and he was inseparable from the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam.
但是你们应当留意到，所有的照片当中，他总是与经典形影不离。这个他的手下就放着一部经典，他的使命与传递博伽瓦坛的讯息是密不可分的。
I'd like to illustrate one other example of Yukta Vairagya engaged in by Bhaktisiddhanta.
那么我还想引述另外一个Bhaktisiddhanta 他所表现的这样的一个关于恰当的气诀 Yukta Vairagya 的这样的一个例子。
My first visit to Vrindavan was...Around the Gaura Purnima time,
1974.
During the Kartik season,Just the year before, Prabhupada took devotees to Vrindavan and showed them around Vrindavan and gave lectures on nectar devotion at the Damodar temple.
当时 Prabhupada 就在卡提克月的那个前面的一个月带领他的门徒去游览这个整个 Vrindavan, 同时在 Radha Damodar temple,这个庙宇，然后讲述奉爱的甘露。
5 months later, devotees from around the world came to Mayapur Vrindavan for the first Mayapur Vrindavan festival.
那在五个月之后，更多的奉献者从 Mayapur 前来庆祝，这个 Mayapur 的这个。Gaura Purnima 的这个节日。
The devotee who took us to the places of Vrindavan was Guru Das, Prabhupada's disciple.
Sorry, Mahaprabhu.
Yes, the devotee who took us around to the places in Vrindavan was Guru Das, Prabhupada's disciple.
当时带我们去游览这个 Vrindavan 的人是 Prabhupada 的门徒 Guru Das.
At the time, Guru Das was married to Jamuna Dasi, the celebrated Kirtanir.
当时 Guru Das 他当时是与著名的这个 Kirtan 的这个领唱者 Yamuna Devi Dasi 他们是结婚的这样的一个状态。
One of the places he took us to was a temple in Vrindavan that's not a Gaudiya temple, it's the Ranganath temple, a temple of Lord Ramachandra.
当时他们带我们去到了一个庙宇，它不是一个 Gaudiya 的这样的一个庙宇，而是 Ranganath 的庙宇，是主 Rama 的这样的一座庙宇。
The reason he took us there is because Bhaktisiddhanta had a display from the 1930s that he had established. Maybe, 35, no, more like 40-something years before. Very old display.
那就在当时之所以带到我们去到这个地方是 在大约40年前就在可能40多年前，当时在20世纪就是30年代的时候，当时巴基斯坦他在那里就是sorry Maharaj display Bhaktisiddhanta
yes display yeah yeah you know an artistic exhibition artistic exhibit
因为当时 Bhaktisiddhanta 在那里就是以一种艺术的方式呈现了就是做了做了这样的一个呈现。
It was a depiction of the terrain or topography of Vrindavan, including Nandagram, Govardhan Hill, River Jamuna, and the places of Vrindavan. Three-dimensional model.
因为那里它以一种非常当时是比较先进的一种方式，以这种立体的这种微缩模型的方式展示了整个 Vrindavan 的各个的细节，比如说像 Nanda Maharaj 的他的居所啊等等，这些 Vrindavan 的这些时光中的细节，他以这样一种艺术的方式展现给大家。
By Nandagram or the palace of Nanda Maharaj were Krishna, Balaram, cowherd boys and cows.
在 Nanda Maharaj 的这个他的居所旁边是展示了就是牧牛头们还有一些乳牛们他们一起玩耍的这样的一个逍遥时光。
And by turning a crank or handle, the cowherd boys and they would all leave Nandagram in the morning and make their way to Govardhan Hill. And you could hear them, the movement of chains underneath this display or exhibit, because someone was making the crank turn and they would move and go grazing the cows.
那么这个装置通过一个这样一个转动的手柄就可以看到这个牧牛头们他们的这样一个行进的路线，他们清晨离开了这个Nanda Maharaj 的这个居所，然后朝森林里面去进发，就是这样一个装置非常奇妙，你能听到那个齿轮的转动的声音，因为展示这个装置的人他会在下面去操纵这个用这个手柄转动，然后让这个装置移动。
The technology was quite primitive, but it was the technology of the time.
可能这个他们当时所采用的这个技术看由今天看起来是比较原始比较粗糙的，但是在当时来说已经是非常先进的了。
The person who was moving the handle then had to move it back the other way so Krishna and Balaram and the cows could go back to Nandagram and do it again.
那么这个转动手柄的这个操作的这个人员，他会待会儿还会以另外一个方向来操纵这个手柄，这样的话Krishna 就和 Balaram 和他的那些小伙伴们就可以再度从他们的牧场再返回到 Nanda Maharaj 的居所。
I'm using this as an example to show how Bhaktisiddhanta was very willing to experiment with using technology to teach people about Krishna.
那么我所讲述这个例子的用意就是想向大家展示 Bhaktisiddhanta 他是如何的具有这种实验的冒险精神，有这种开拓的这种新颖的这种精神，把这些东西运用于传递 Krishna 的讯息。
About 1 week ago, one disciple who knows how to make holograms, was explaining to me how it's possible to make a hologram where Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna.
Sorry, Maharaj, could you explain the hologram? What's that?
Hologram is a technology where the person isn't there, but it looks like they're there by use of technology. I don't know how it works, but it's as if the person is there, but they're not there. It's just technology that makes it look like the person is there.
Yes.
In 西图，Maninirada, 全息设计，摄影。
Okay. Krishna 是可以是
The signal is breaking up. Can you all hear okay?
Yes, yes, we can hear you, Maharaj.
Right. Has that been translated, the hologram message?
Yes.
Manini Radha, 你再把前面的话说一遍好吗？刚才没有听到完整的句子。Sorry, Guru Maharaj, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just request Manini Radha to repeat the whole sentence because just a moment ago. Yeah.
Why don't you translate it? Because you understand what hologram means.
最近就是刚才 Guru Maharaj 讲到了，最近有一个门徒，一个礼拜之前有一个门徒，他知道这个全息摄影的技术，所以他可以用全息摄影的技术运用到当就是把Krishna 向 Arjuna 讲述薄伽梵歌的这个过程展示出来。
Today's technology and technology of 1930 is very different.
当今的技术和1930年的技术。
Surabhi is breaking. But the principle of Yukta Vairagya is something we learned from Bhaktisiddhanta and for that matter from his father Bhaktivinoda. Now you see a photograph of Bhaktisiddhanta in Dhaka in 1933.
你们可以在屏幕上看到，这个是 Bhaktisiddhanta 在1933年1月在 Dhaka 的照片。
He stayed in Dhaka for 1 month.
他在 Dhaka 当时待了一个月。
And every day he spoke on the same verse without repeating himself. It was the 111 Bhagavatam. His message to the public was, the Bhagavatam is so full that you can speak on one verse for your whole life and not repeat yourself. So he demonstrated it by speaking for 1 month on the first verse of the Bhagavatam. Every day.
那么当时他所阐述了就是薄伽瓦坛中的第一篇第一章第一个诗节，他就这一个诗节就不重样的足足阐释了一个月之久。他所向世人展示的就是薄伽瓦坛是如此的这样博大精深的这样一部著作，一个人哪怕只是去从其中摘取一个诗节，就能够在他的余生当中每天不重样的去阐释这个诗节。他亲身的做了这样的一个完美的例证。
I'm going to read some of the messages that he shared during that visit to Dhaka.
那我接下来将要分享他当时在那一个月中对 Dhaka 的这个访问之中所传递的这个讯息。
Those favored by God find their paths set by thorns.
那些被主所厚爱的人发现他们的路上铺满了荆棘。
Let me not desire anything but the highest good for my worst enemies.
那么不要让我祈求任何东西，我不希求任何东西，我所要的只是助我的敌人，他们让他们的福祉最大化。
There is no peace or happiness in our worldly life.
在我们的世俗生活中，没有真正的平静和快乐可言。
Circumstances create annoyance and turmoil.
种种情形总是不断地制造 各种的波动和动荡。
Here's another message.
这里是另外一个讯息。
A devotee feels the presence of God everywhere.
一位奉献者能感受到主处处无处不在。
But one averse to the Lord denies his existence anywhere.
而一个背离主的人，他们认为主哪里都不存在。
Here's another.
这是另外一条讯息。
Chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away inertia, worldly evils, and pests.
请大声地唱诵主的圣名吧，因为这会驱散所有的世俗的这种邪恶和种种不良的品质。
You got it? Inertia, worldly evils, and pests will be driven away.
Yes.
Okay. Here's one of my favorites.
接下来这个是我最喜欢的一条。
It is because I am myself honeycombed with 1,000 defects.
就是因为我本人就是一个千疮百孔的这样一个错漏百出的这样一个人。
That I am attracted to the task of seeking out the defects in other persons.
是因为我是一个身上布满缺陷，就像一个蜂窝一样的人，所以我才会挑别人的刺儿。
Let me tell you another story, a personal story.
让我再给你们讲另外一个故事，一个非常个人的这样的一个故事。
I shared with you the first Krishna conscious literature I received was an article by Bhaktisiddhanta.
我刚才已经跟你们分享了，就是我人生中接触到第一部关于 Krishna 知觉的文献，就是撰写自 Bhaktisiddhanta 的。
Maybe 6 months later, I was living in a temple.
可能就从那之后的大概6个月之后，我就搬到了庙里。
And visiting that temple was Gurudas, who I'd never met before. That was the summer of 1970.
而那个拜访庙宇的那个人是我之前没有见过的人，就是 Gurudas。他大概是在1970年的夏天拜访那个庙宇。
Gurudas had just been in India, and he brought with him a stack of books.
Gurudas 当时才从印度返回，他带了一大摞书。
I liked books, so I asked him if I could see his books, and he said okay.
因为我很喜欢书籍，所以当时我就问他，你能给我看些这些书吗？他说好的。
The very top book was by Bhaktisiddhanta, so I was thrilled. Oh, book by Bhaktisiddhanta.
在那一摞书上的最顶部放着一部 Bhaktisiddhanta 的书，所以当时我欣喜若狂，我说，哦，这是 Bhaktisiddhanta 的书。
When I opened up the book to start looking at the beginning pages, I saw the preface page.
那我翻开了这个书的扉页上，就是我看到了这个序言的部分。
And the same message was there that I just read from Bhaktisiddhanta's talks in Dhaka.
这个扉页上这个序言中所阐述的信息，就是我刚才跟大家分享的这个 Bhaktisiddhanta 当时在 Dhaka 的这一个月中所向世人传递的这些教导。
Listen carefully as I explain what I read.
请大家仔细听我现在读的这个讯息。
A Vaishnava never finds fault in others.
一位 Vaishnava, 真正的 Vaishnava, 他们从来不从别人身上挑错。
For by so doing,That Vaishnava is only revealing that their heart, their own heart, is honeycombed with that same fault.
这样的万事纳瓦他只会内省，看到自己的心中，因为如果他挑别人的错，那一定是反射出他内心中有同样的错误。
Instead, a Vaishnava looks within.
那取而代之的是一位万事纳瓦不挑别人的错，他只是完全的内省。
Searching for their own defects to make their heart pure and free from contamination.
他们只是专注于寻找自己内在的错误，让自己免除这些污染，让自己的内心变得逐渐纯净起来。
That made a very strong impression, and as you can see, 50 years later, I'm remembering that message. I've tried to live by it.
你看，这个信息是多么的令人印象深刻。这几十年过去之后，我仍然记得这个讯息，而且我每时每刻都在践行这条讯息。
And I recommend that you also try to live by it.
而且我建议你们大家也都把这条信条活到你们生活当中。
Here you see a photograph of Bhaktisiddhanta with a Harinam party in the streets of Navadvip.
在这个照片中，你们能够看到 Bhaktisiddhanta 率领了一众奉献者在 Navadvip 的这个大街上举行 Harinam。
It's not that Bhaktisiddhanta met no resistance in trying to spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party, a Sankirtan movement, even right in Navadvip.
这并不是说他在 Navadvip 就没有受到这种抵制，可以畅通无阻地传递主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个使命。
There were caste Brahmanas.Who saw him as a threat?
当地有这种抱着种姓的种姓主义的这样的当地的婆罗门们，非常的把他视作他们的威胁。
So they had a plan to kill him.
所以他们密谋，准备去谋杀他。
They hired gangsters or thugs to.Throw stones and weapons at the Sankirtan party and specifically to kill Bhaktisiddhanta.
他就派了一些雇佣了一些黑帮的人物，就是在他们举行 Harinam 的这个 Sankirtan 的这个队伍行进的当中，去朝他们投掷各种石头和武器。
With their voices raised, the gangsters started attacking the Sankirtan party.Particularly trying to get Bhaktisiddhanta.
那随着他们的这个声音这个响起，然后这些被雇佣的这些恶徒们就开始朝这个游行的队伍投掷各种石头。他们主要的目标就是 Bhaktisiddhanta.
One Grihastha, very intelligent man, changed clothes with Bhaktisiddhanta, gave Bhaktisiddhanta his white.Dhoti and took Bhaktisiddhanta's saffron cloth.
当时有一位非常智慧的这样的一个居士，他和 Bhaktisiddhanta 换了衣服，给他了居士的这种白色的衣服，而自己穿上了 Bhaktisiddhanta 的这种橘色的这种僧袍。
Some Vaishnavas were hurt, no one was killed, and Bhaktisiddhanta was very safe.
有些外师那瓦因此就受了伤，但是没有人因此而伤亡，没有造成真正的伤亡，只是他们受了伤而已。而当时巴西丹塔是毫发未损的。
The newspapers in Navadvip wrote about it abundantly, and the police reports were reported, and great acclaim went to Bhaktisiddhanta and his Sankirtan party, and he was very happy.
那么当时 Navadvip 就此就进行了大篇幅的报道，就提到了他们的这个 Sankirtan 的这个运动的这个队伍，所以 Bhaktisiddhanta 非常对此是非常的开心。
When he was asked if he wanted to press legal charges against the gangsters, he said no.
当他被问到说你是否想要去走法律程序去起诉这些攻击你的这些黑帮的头目，他说不，我并不想起诉他们。
He said, unknowingly, they've done a wonderful service.
他说实际上他们在不知毫不知情的情况下做了非常完美的服务。
To get such appreciation from the newspapers would never have happened unless they did what they did.
能够这样的获得这个新闻媒体的注意力，这是我们原来都没有做到过的。
He remained a well-wisher to those who wanted to kill him.
那么他仍然作为那些想要杀害他们的那些人的祝福者。
A similar thing happened at another time.
在另外一个时候又发生了非常类似的一件事情。
There was a plan to kill him, and it was told to the police with a bribe, we're going to kill him, please don't make trouble for us, here's some money.
当时这些想要杀害他的人，他们贿赂了当地的警方，说我们要试图去杀害他，请你们不要挡我们的路。
He refused the money, instead informed Bhaktisiddhanta, there are some men that are your enemies and they want to kill you.
但是这个警察他没有接受这个贿赂，反而他去告诉Bhaktisiddhanta说你的有些敌人，你的仇人，他们准备要密谋来杀害你。
When we engage in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there will be thorns on the path.
那当我们从事投身于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动的时候，我们也要知道我们的路上铺满了荆棘。
Still we move forward, knowing there's risks, acting wisely and carefully, but moving forward.
那么即便如此，我们仍然要勇敢的前行。当然我们要非常小心的充满智慧的前行，但是我们仍然前行。
In the next slide, here's a teaching given by Bhaktisiddhanta that I like very much.
在下一章这个幻灯篇上写的这个 Bhaktisiddhanta 的这样的一个教导，是我非常喜欢的一段教导。
Please just read the translation.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 揭示出 Hari Katha 是 Hari Nama的Swarupa Shakti， 就像不要单独崇拜 Krishna 一人，而要连同他的 Swarupa Shakti Sri Radha 一起予以崇拜。同样，除非伴随有聆听 Hari Katha， 不然吟诵 Hari Nama 既不完整也不正确。
Swarupa Shakti means Krishna's own potency.
Swarupa Shakti 的意思就是 Krishna 他自己的能量。
And Radharani is Krishna's potency.
Radharani 就是他的这个能量。
The name is Krishna himself. The topics about Krishna is his Swarup Shakti.
圣名是 Krishna 本人，而他的逍遥时光，关于他的话题是他的这个 Swarupa Shakti.
Just as in deity worship,We don't worship Krishna alone, but Krishna with Radha.
就像在从事神像崇拜的时候，我们不单独崇拜 Krishna， 我们是连同 Radha 和 Krishna 一起崇拜。
Similarly, we chant the holy name accompanied with Srimad Bhagavatam and topics of Krishna. This is proper and complete.
同样的我们不单独只是唱诵Hari Nama， 就是唱诵圣名，我们是要连同圣典博迦瓦坛以及其他的关于 Krishna 的讯息这样的话题一同进行的，否则的话这样既不完整也不正确。
In other words, we don't just chant the Maha Mantra, we also hear Hari Katha. They go together.
换句话说，我们不是只是单纯的去唱诵圣名，我们也要聆听Hari Katha 关于 Krishna 的信息，这二者是密不可分的。
In this image you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda hearing Srimad Bhagavatam recited by Gadadhar Pandit.
从图上我们能够看到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和主 Nityananda 他们在聆听Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu 去讲述的圣典博迦瓦坛。
I'm showing this to illustrate that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed the same principle that Bhaktisiddhanta taught.
我向大家展示这一页的用意就是，连主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他们都遵循 Bhaktisiddhanta 所提出的这个最基本的这个教导，同样的教导。
Now please read the Chinese translation below.
神是一切的庇护所，他给那些渴望脱避于他的人设置许多障碍与不便，为的是考验他们的热情与稳定。Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada.
When difficulties come to you,
当这些困难降临到你身上的时候，
Please understand that Krishna is being very kind.
请你一定要理解， Krishna 是非常仁慈的。
He may be wanting to examine and strengthen your shelter taking, your steadiness, your intention of reaching him alone.
他只是想去检验或者说加强你对他的依附还有对他的热情。
It happened in Bhaktisiddhanta's own life. It happened in Prabhupada's life. And it may be happening in your life too.
那同样的事情不仅发生在 Bhaktisiddhanta 他自己的一生当中，也发生在 Prabhupada 的一生当中，同样它也可能发生在你的生命当中。
I'm going to end with a little recording of Srila Prabhupada speaking on Bhaktisiddhanta's departure day.
那么我接下来将要以 Prabhupada 在 Bhaktisiddhanta 的隐迹日当天的这样的一个讲课的这样的段录音作为结尾。
And I'm going to pause on occasion, and Manini Radha, you can translate. You want to hold this, come on.
我现在暂停一下， Manini Radha 可以如果他愿意的话，可以翻译一下这个。
It's not playing. I will do this. Huh? Why is it not playing? We're having a little technology problem. Let's see what happens.
我们在这里遇到了一点技术上的一些小的故障，让我们看看这个会
Maybe I'll skip it because it's not working.
也许我会把这个环节跳过去，因为可能这个现在不太管用。
Okay.
In this
Okay, let's see if it works now. What?
It's autoplay.
Is it playing right now? No, it's not autoplay.
So in this way, gradually, I became attached to this Gaudiya Mount activity.
Translate?
逐渐的通过这种方式，我增加了对 Gaudiya Mount 的这种情感，感激之情。
With ease, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also is not going very well.
这是完全是凭借 Krishna 的仁慈，他让我的生意就是变得非常惨淡。
Krishna says the sahun and gildani krishita dhanam sami. If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment.Then Krishna's business is, he takes away everything, material, so that same person he becomes, dependent on Krishna.
我想去维系这个，同样的去维系这个灵性上的衣服，还有这个物质的生活，但是 Krishna 他作为 Hari, 他拿走了所有这一切，所以让同样的，同一个我现在变得完全的去依附 Krishna。
So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this Mumbai.
所以这就是切切实实发生在我身上的事情，让我来到这个运动当中。
To take up this very seriously.
去把这件事情非常严肃认真的做起来。
And I was dreaming that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me.
我就在梦中梦见 Bhaktisiddhanta, 他在梦中召唤我。
Please come out with me.
请和我一道来。
Please come help me.
请来帮助我。
So I was sometimes horrified.
Sorry, Maharaj.
So I was sometimes horrified.
所以有的时候我感觉被吓到了。
What is this? I have to give up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me.
What is this? I have to give up my family life? Bhaktisiddhanta is calling me?
这是什么意思？这个梦是什么意思？ Bhaktisiddhanta 在召唤我，我难道要放弃我的家庭生活吗？
I have to take some lessons. Oh, I was horrified.
我不得不接受 sannyasi.
I have to take sannyas. I was horrified.
难道我不得不要去成为托钵僧了，接受 sannyasi 了？我完全被吓到了。
But I saw a similar time calling me.
But I saw. You heard?
Okay. Yes. 但是我看到了巴西丹他在召唤我。
This means Prabhupada in his dreams, Bhaktisiddhanta appeared and repeatedly was asking him, to assist him.
那就是说，帕帕在他的梦中好几次，巴提西丹塔在梦中召唤他，让他来帮助他的使命。
Anyway, it is by His grace I was forced to give up my family life and so-called business life.
无论如何，这完全是他的仁慈，让我被迫的放弃我的家庭生活，也就是那个啊所谓的生意。
And He brought me somewhere or other in preaching His gospel.
And he brought me somehow or other in teaching this gospel.
一种无论如何，反正他让我把我带到了他的使命当中，让我去协助他完成他的使命。他的不可能完成的使命。
Mother will lay, wanting desire, I'm trying little bit, and you are all helping me.So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj.
所以我就努力去尝试一点点。而你们也都在协助我。我要感谢你们所有人，你们就是我 Guru Maharaj 的代表。
Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
因为你们所有人都在协助我完成我 Guru Maharaj 给我的训令和教导我非常感谢你们。
That was spoken.On the occasion of Bhaktisiddhanta's disappearance, Prabhupada expressing his gratitude to Bhaktisiddhanta.
这些话就是Srila Prabhupada 在 Bhaktisiddhanta 的隐居日当天所发表的讲话，他在表述这种感激之情。
His gratitude included uprooting him.From his material circumstances of life.
他的感激之情把他从他的这个物质生活中把他从物质生活的泥潭中拔了出来。
And further his gratitude for Bhaktisiddhanta sending so many boys and girls to help him in that mission.
而他进一步想要传达的感激之情是感谢巴西丹塔派了这么多的这些年轻的男孩女孩们协助他的使命。
So we can likewise thank Bhaktisiddhanta and Srila Prabhupada for sending all of you to assist in furthering the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our service and our life.
所以同样的我可以向帕帕那去向帕帕和巴西丹塔那样去感谢你们所有人来协助主持他尼亚马哈帕布的使命，这是我们所有人的使命。
This is such a wonderful topic that we've used up an hour and a half and there's no time for questions.
今天的主题是如此这样非常精彩的一个主题。以至于我们讲了连续讲了一个半小时，已经没有留更多的时间用来问答。
Let us conclude with our hands folded before us, offering our heartfelt appreciation to Bhaktisiddhanta for having sent Srila Prabhupada to the world.And let us continue in that same mission in assisting him in carrying forward Lord Chaitanya's message.
那么就让我们这样结尾，让我们双手合十，让我们用爱心、用真心去感谢 Bhaktisiddhanta 他把 Prabhupada 带到这个世界， 啊，让我们继续的去协助主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的使命，去传递，去传递携带和传递主查坦尼亚马哈帕布的讯息。
May all of you also feel that empowerment at the heart level and then carry that forward in all your activities of life.
愿你们所有人能够从内心中从心的层面上感谢这一切，就是并且把这种感激之情带到你们的这种服务的活动当中。
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj.